Okay, now we want to verify explicitly that the Verlet discretization has the property that the total momentum is conserved exactly as it happens for the exact equations of motion in the absence of external forces. Why is the total momentum conserved in the exact framework? Okay, the answer is well known. It's a consequence of the third principle of the Newtonian dynamics. The third principle is automatically satisfied in our case, in which the forces are derived from a potential which is a sum of pair potentials, and each pair potential is only a function of the relative distance, so of the absolute value of Ri minus Rj. So whenever we have a potential that has this property, it only depends on the distance between the two particles. Then the two forces, the force on particle I and the force on particle J, satisfy the first principle. So let's consider the forces due to the interaction between particle I and particle J. So we do the easy calculation of the force, and we obtain one force Fi. This is the force on particle I due to the interaction V between particle I and J. And then we do the same calculation using the force, using the same expression on particle J. So we take minus the gradient with respect to Rj, and we obtain the same expression as before, but with a minus sign. So you see that if we take this interaction, we obtain two forces that have exactly the same modulus, lie on the same line, but have opposite directions, so that their sum is exactly zero. So for each pair, the interaction, for each pair of particles, the interaction is such that the sum of the two forces is exactly zero. So this means that if there are no external forces, so all forces are due to the pair interactions, then the sum of all forces on all particles is exactly zero. And this is due to the fact that each force appears twice, and one on particle I and one on particle J for each pair of particles, and thus their sum is zero. So let's verify under this condition that the total momentum is conserved. We use the velocity Verlet algorithm, which gives the velocity. So from the expression from the velocity, we can derive the expression for the momentum, MIVI, which is the momentum on particle I. Note that here I added a subindex I, which is the index which reflects the particle. So VI is the velocity of particle I, which is a particle which has mass MI, and the total force that acts on particle I is named Fi. So we are adding an index I to the velocity Verlet algorithm, and I is the name of the particle. So we multiply Vi times Mi, which gives the momentum Pi, the momentum of particle I, and then we sum over all I's, and here we get the total momentum P. There is an I which should not be there, so P at times T plus delta T is equal to the sum of I, Mi, Vi of T delta T. Then we use the recursion relation. Using the recursion relation, we get the total momentum plus one half the sum over I of the force at time t plus delta t and the force at time t. But then the sum over I of the force at each time is always zero. And so we see that the total momentum is conserved.